This is James Taylor with Theater Talk. In the world of theatrical American music, two men stand out. In musicals, it's Stephen Sondheim, and in opera, it's John Adams. This week, here in Los Angeles, both men are receiving faithful and lively revivals of the first works they composed in these forms that they're most famous for. First, there's Sondheim, who turned 80 on Monday. Sondheim is without a doubt the most respected and honored Broadway composer alive today. On Sunday, it was announced that a theater would be named after him in Times Square. Last week, I was at a birthday gala thrown for him in New York, where performers from his original productions, like Mandy Patinkin and Bernadette Peters from Sunday in the Park with George and Elaine Stritch from Company, sang selections from those and other Sondheim shows with accompaniment from the New York Philharmonic. The takeaway from that evening was how much Sondheim's music has shaped and changed the Broadway musical over the last 40 years, and how his music and lyrics, which once seemed so daring or avant-garde, or, as so many critics once claimed, unhummable, are now regarded as staples. It was a treat to follow up that evening back here in Westwood with Reprise Theatre Company's new revival of Sondheim's A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Sure, Sondheim wrote the lyrics to songs in West Side Story and Gypsy, and purists will say don't forget about Saturday Night, but Forum was his first Broadway show, where all of the music was his. It should be noted that Sondheim has often said that Forum is his favorite of all of his musicals. This Reprise production, directed by David Lee, has a few surprises for those familiar with the show only from the original cast album with Zero Mostel. A few songs have been added or swapped, notably Farewell, sung with gusto here at the Frood by Ruth Williamson. Besides the shuffling, though, there isn't much that's novel in this production. The comedy is broad, the colors bold, and the acting big. Lee Wilcoff doesn't quite fill the stage as Pseudolus, but he's an affable presence as the freedom-hungry Roman slave. Luckily, Wilcoff and his castmates all seem to be having fun. So did the audience. John Adams turned a spry 63 last month. He's never written a musical, though his 1995 work about the Northridge earthquake features a forum-length title, I Was Looking at the Ceiling and Then I Saw the Sky, and featured a few Broadway stars on the CD. Adams writes plenty of symphonic music. His piece City Noir kicked off Gustavo Dudamel's inaugural concert at Disney Hall last year, and he's even tried his hand at film composing recently. But he's best known for his operas, like Dr. Atomic and Nixon in China. Nixon was seen at LA Opera about 20 years ago, but it's been absent here in Nixon's own backyard ever since. It's great, then, that Long Beach Opera decided to revive Nixon in China this season. But in doing so, the South Bay's spunky little opera company makes Adams' work sound like a musical. They do this by relying heavily on amplification for the singers. Microphones are normal on Broadway, and even in bigger LA shows like Reprise's Forum. But opera, even modern American opera, is still about the voice and the orchestra. Long Beach Opera's production, directed by Peter Pawlik, is impressive in many respects and is worth seeing. The amplification does rob the music of detail and nuance, but it can't negate the full power of Adams' portrait of a president and history. The encore performance of John Adams' Nixon in China is this Saturday night at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach. A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum runs through Sunday at UCLA's Froude Playhouse. This is James Taylor with Theater Talk for KCRW.